is put all those columns in a book. It's strange, when I write about cars, I sort of know what I'm talking about. I know what understeer is and what a carburetor does. Well, sort of. But I didn't know anything about farming. Literally nothing at all. Here I was then, the Sunday Times farming expert, and I could not tell barley from wheat, let alone how you made them grow, nor did I know what rape was used for. I certainly didn't understand any of the buttons on my tractor, and when I was told I needed somewhere to store my grain, I didn't know whether I'd need a bucket or a bath. Turned out I'd need a barn, and a big one at that. All I could do then is take you, the listener, on my voyage of discovery, and what a voyage it's been. Since I began, I've learned that it's completely impossible to attach anything to my tractor, and that the weather will always do something you weren't expecting and don't want. I also learned that whatever you plan on doing with your day on the farm, you will invariably end up doing something else. That sheep are an expensive nuisance, that wasabi isn't commonly grown in the UK for a very good reason, and that the government is endlessly annoying. Most of all, though, I've learned that it's a great life, being on my tractor when the sun is going down, watching the hares and the deer and the songbirds is something I never knew I'd find so utterly joyful. And then stopping briefly at lunchtime to eat a sandwich made from my wheat and my lamb and washing it down with my apple juice and, more recently, my beer. Well, it sure as hell beats watching James May organise his toolkit. This morning I have to top my hay, and then tomorrow I'll be starting my second harvest, which means I probably won't get much of a chance to drive the Porsche GT3 that's sitting in the farmyard waiting to be reviewed. Still, not the end of the world, eh? Mowing my meadow with a Lamborghini tractor. Back in 2008, I bought a 1,000-acre spread in Oxfordshire and employed a local man to do the farmering. But recently he decided to retire, so I thought I'd take over myself. Many people were surprised by this. As to be a farmer, you need to be a vet, an untangler of red tape, an agronomist, a mechanic, an entrepreneur, a gambler, a weather forecaster, a salesman, a labourer and an accountant. And I am none of those things. My bosses at Amazon were so surprised they commissioned an 8-part show that would enable viewers to enjoy the hilarious consequences of my attempts to manage the woods and the meadows and the fields full of wheat and barley and oilseed rape. I'd called the farm Diddley Squat because that's what it makes every year. Still, I was confident I'd manage. Man has been farming for 12,000 years, so I figured it must be in our DNA by now. You put seeds in the ground, weather happens, and food grows. Easy. Unfortunately, I could not have picked a worse year to begin. We had the wettest planting season on record. It started raining in October and did not stop for 7 weeks. Then there was the uncertainty about Brexit, and then, just as the sun came out, everyone was told to go indoors and stay there, possibly forever. This had a catastrophic effect on prices. When I first began delivering my 140 lambs, they were worth £100 each. Now that's down to £30. Spring barley, meanwhile, it'll hardly be worth harvesting, thanks partly to a weather-driven glut, and partly to the fact that barley makes beer. And all the pubs were shut. Despite the problems, however, I'm sitting here on a lovely spring day, and apart from 10 acres of oilseed rape that's been eaten by flea beetles, everything seems to be growing quite well, and only 3 lambs have died. And as there's so much to do, I'm not wandering around the house, glugging wine from the bottle and watching reruns of Cash in the Attic. I'm a key worker. And better yet, I have something to write about, here in the motoring section of your newspaper, my tractor. I could have bought a Fendt. Everyone says they're the best. Or I could have bought a Fast Track because I'm friends with the JCB family. But obviously, I wanted a Lamborghini, so that's what I've got. An R8 270 DCR, to be precise. Lamborghini was a tractor maker long before it made cars, but the business was sold along with the rights to